KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene. Well, the CHP reveals new details surrounding Tuesday's solo vehicle accident and a hit-and-run crash on Highway 26. It's also uncovered another crime. The CHP reports that the vehicle involved in the crash was a 2017 Ford F-550 truck. Now, upon further investigation, it turned out that the truck was stolen in June from a property in Pine Grove. As we reported earlier this week, the wreck happened about 5:30 at the intersection of Woodhouse Mine between West Point and Glencoe on Highway 26. The driver apparently lost control of the pickup and hit a tree. Now, at the time, the driver and a passenger jumped out of the vehicle and jumped into a black sedan and took off towards McKellamy Hill. Neither suspect was apprehended. No injuries were reported in the collision. Now, anyone who may have witnessed the hit and run or has information regarding the stolen pickup or the sedan that picked up the suspects, you're asked to call the CHP or the sheriff's office.
Well, the Calaveras County Search and Rescue Team held its annual awards event this past Saturday. The Outstanding Service Award was given to Mike Borian and Training Officer of the Year to Lori Plotz. Jennifer Berry, chosen as Rookie of the Year. Now, 20 other search and rescue members were awarded with 3, 5, and 10-year pins. Now, so far here in 2018, the members of the Calaveras Search and Rescue Team have responded to 9 searches with 300 search man-hours and 1,500 total man-hours. Last year, they completed a total of 18 searches with 640 search man-hours, 1,620 total man-hours. Back in 2016, Search and Rescue completed 19 searches, 770 search man-hours, 2,550 total man-hours.
Here's an alert to riders of Amador Transit. There will be no bus service on Labor Day Monday. If you have any questions, you can call 267-9395. Again, no bus service on Labor Day Monday. That's from Amador Transit. Also, the Amador Senior Center reports no bingo today at the Senior Center. No bingo today.
Well, the Foothill Conservancy invites everyone to join them for the 2018 McCollamy River Cleanup, Saturday, September 15th, 8:30 to noon, and then stay for hot dogs. The event focuses on the McCollamy's Electra Run south of Jackson, the most popular section of the McCollamy. McCollamy River Cleanup is part of the annual Great Sierra River Cleanup, sponsored by the State Sierra Nevada Conservancy. The annual family-friendly event gives people an opportunity to protect the McCollamy's water quality and clean up recreational sites while enjoying a beautiful morning along our local river. Volunteers should wear sturdy boots, long pants, and bring work gloves, a hat, sunscreen, insect repellent, and a water bottle. Coffee, water, and barbecue will be provided. All participants must register in advance. You can do so online at foothillconservancy.org. or by calling Carolyn at 223-3508. Additional Great Sierra River cleanup locations will include those coordinated by East Bay Mud near Pardee and Comanche Reservoir.
And the Jackson Fire Department has teamed up again this year with Amador Stars to raise funds for Amador County residents who are fighting cancer. For the sixth year in a row now, Jackson Fire will be selling breast cancer awareness shirts to raise awareness and show support for those battling this disease. During the month of October, Jackson firefighters wear the same shirts while on shift. Now all proceeds from the sale goes directly to Amador Stars, stays right here in Amador County. To order your shirt, visit custominc.com/fundraising/JFD2018, as in Jackson Fire Department, JFD2018. Shirts will be delivered to you by October 1st. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.